Our community connection on K1 brought to you this morning by Tallgrass Motors and by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, joining us this morning for a community connection. I get to talk things over with Charlene Dew from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Oklahoma. Thanks so much for coming in. It's almost a brand new school year.
It is. It's hard to believe that we're already in August.
I was looking at the date of back-to-school days for area schools, and I don't have them all memorized as far as who starts when, but other than I remember that the first on the list is Caney Valley in Ramona. They start on the 8th, so school is starting within about a week or so.
I think Bartlesville starts the 16th.
That sounds right, but I didn't want to quote it from memory, but it sounds right.
We always wait until the first week of September to start our new site-based matches back, because we want to give the schools a couple of weeks to settle and get everybody back in the groove before we start adding in our site-based matches.
And for those that are not familiar with the program, those site-based matches, it's the same concept as you do with the community, except it kind of meets at school, and usually the big is somebody that's bigger but still in school.
That's correct. Our site-based program, the volunteer, the mentor, goes to the child's school during the after-school program hours, so that's in that 3:30 to 4:30 time frame. We're the only site in the state at this time that uses high school matches as mentors. And our high school students, we have just had wonderful mentors with those high school students. We recruit them second semester sophomores and juniors, and then we try to keep them for that full 2 years to maximize the relationship with the child. They're matched with the child in the elementary schools.
And the child, again, you mentioned they meet at school. So if it's at, I don't care, Jane Phillips, then the whatever goes on most of the time happens at school.
Correct. The mentor will go to the child's school and they'll play games. They'll hang out in the library, shoot baskets in the yard, whatever they can do on the school campus. They're not allowed to leave the campus. And it's one. They just pick a day during the week that fits with both the mentor schedule and the child schedule.
Okay, well, you mentioned the results on that, and I'm surprised that we're the only one, because if the results are that good, good thing, people tend to copy good things.
Well, they are. The National has a program using high school mentors. I just think that, we've been innovative for a long time, and so we're talking with other sites about how wonderful it is, because you're not only creating, when you're in the second or third grade, somebody who's in high school, that's like awesome.
Yeah.
somebody my age being their mentor, they're like, can't even conceive of that,
anything 3 years out of high school is old.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. And it's also developing that whole culture of philanthropy with those high school students. And many of them go on, when they go on to college or into adulthood, to continue to volunteer or be mentors again. So I think it's a really good on both sides.
Well, and between the community program and the school program, you've got such a great history locally and track record nationally that the whole thing just makes sense. Run the Streets program, the Young Scholars program, all the other things that you're doing to help young people make that journey through life better. It works.
Right, it does. And I think one of the things that, we run up against is people thinking that high school students don't have the life experience, to be the mentor. But they do have a lot to offer. And it may not be as much as somebody who's you know, 50 years old, but they have other things to offer. And they I've said many times that our high school students sometimes do a better job than some adults.
Well, I think just with that academic experience, they're closer to that student on school-related items. Oh, you're having Mrs. Jones. I had her. She was great. Mr. Smith, he gave hard tests. Whatever, it doesn't matter. There's that school-type connection that the students have in common.
Right, and just the similar, you know, the age piece, and you know, going out and playing basketball on the school, in the school gym or something like that. So that's been really good, and we really are looking for our site-based program. Our target is a lot of high school students, college students, adults who want to go to the child's school. Perhaps they don't want to provide the transportation, but it does because our schools require that we do it after school. Mm-hmm. It does require that you either have a job that you can get away in that 3:30 to 4:30 time frame, or you're retired, or something like that to be that. And on the community-based side, our greatest need is for men, big brothers, and for couples. Mm-hmm. To be matched with a boy.
And I hear that story every year from you, and in one sense it kind of makes sense that but the ladies are much more, I'm not sure, willing to volunteer, and so you just need more guys.
Well, that's true. And that would be true probably across the states. Mm-hmm. More women volunteer and more boys are referred. So our girls tend to get matched sooner. Mm-hmm. And we don't have as many of them usually. And then we have more boys are referred, less men are volunteering. So those boys stay on the waiting list for way too long. So we really need men and couples. And a lot of people don't know or don't think about our couples match program, that couples can come in, they're screened separately. Mm-hmm. And then they're matched usually with a boy. And it's a great opportunity for a couple that maybe wants to get back to the community but doesn't want to take more time away from each other, particularly if they're both career or whatever. Or for couples where they just want to do things together. Mm-hmm. You know. And it's a great opportunity for the child in that they get a male role model, female role model, and a healthy marriage role model. So everybody wins. And we have about, I don't know, 3 or 4 couples matches right now.
Well, that's great. I was hoping for 10 to 12, but 3 to 4 sounds like a good number to be at right now. So, again, if somebody wants to find out more, just inquire, stick your toe in the water, so to speak, your available phone call or whatever it takes.
Right. You can just call our office or you can visit our website. We'll be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, we're talking with Charlene Dew and Big Brothers Big Sisters. Our main topic of conversation and a event coming up later this month, and event is a key word in what we're talking about. We'll continue coming up in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process, and which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
And continuing our community connection with Charlene Dew from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Oklahoma, I mentioned an event, and if you're familiar with the organization, it is their big event. And Charlene, it's all set for the final Saturday in the month, August 25th.
Correct. The big event is our annual dinner and auction with entertainment. And our niche is that we are a themed event. So mm-hmm. every year the theme changes. And this year's theme is glamping.
Okay.
And about one out of two people knows what that is.
I could give you a summary, but I'm not sure I could come up with a concise definition.
Well,
but, you know.
Glamping is luxury camping.
Yeah.
It's trending now. So we have a trending theme. It's about, there was a little sign that says, think wine glass instead of water tumbler, you know, think mm-hmm. Luxury linens instead of your sleeping bag, the kind of thing. So it's going to be a kind of rustic meets elegance sort of theme, mm-hmm. and it's going to be great fun. Mike Kola and Jacob Hemphill are going to provide the music
okay.
for us, and our decorations committee always does a wonderful job of bringing the theme to life. So
you guys have got a marvelous gathering. It's an opportunity to have some fun, raise some money, and like you said, get some good entertainment in the process.
Right, and we really encourage people, if you're thinking, gee, I'd like to come, but who am I going to sit with, you know? Get eight of your friends. It's a table of eight. Get them all together. They all buy their own tickets. We'll mm-hmm. seat you all together, and you'll have your party at our party, and we'll all have some good fun. We have a wine poll and silent auction and live auction, and it's on August the 25th at 6:00 at the Hilton, and you can go online to buy the tickets, or you can call our office.
Okay.
And I think you're going to post the
I will.
The website is bigeventbartlesville.org.
Okay, that's pretty
so
easy
that's
to
pretty
remember.
Easy to remember. Yeah. Some of the live auction items that we have that are highlights. We have a one-hour flight with a former Navy pilot in a fighter jet.
Cool.
And he's from Tulsa, actually.
Okay.
And he donated that same flight last year.
There will be a pre-orientation you have to have. The military says you have to have a certain amount of, in case we have to eject you, you know, you have to know how things are going to work and that sort of thing. So in addition to the flight, you get a little bit of pre-flight training as well.
He's willing to do everything from let you handle the controls to just fly you around over the city. So it raised quite a bit of excitement last year. So
sure.
I'm still waiting to see how Charlie Daniels' flight. I think they've had trouble getting a schedule and the weather and every, you know, when you're trying to coordinate all of those things. Mm-hmm. I don't know that he's taken his flight yet, but.
Well, while they are all weather aircraft, if you're going for the view, then if it's cloudy, you don't get much of a view, so we'll do it a different day.
There you go. We also have a 5-course dinner for 8 with a limo to Fleming's mm-hmm. Steakhouse and Wine Bar in Tulsa.
What a great idea.
Great supporters for a long time. A chef's table for 4 at the tavern. And we have a weekend stay with golf at Shangri-La, and that's going to be pretty exciting because you can choose any of the golf courses, so that will be great.
Sure.
We have the ultimate pizza party with Wes Hadsel from Hadco. Wes has got a authentic Chicago fired brick oven. And mm-hmm. so he makes the pizza for us. And Susan at the Rolling Pin is known for her homemade pizza and sauce and her pies for sure. So that's a great party. And we also are working on putting together a party, a kind of a rustic elegance party at Timber Oaks, the new Timber Oaks venue.
That'll be good.
With Anjanette Webster and the Evolution as the entertainment. So we've got a little bit of local and a little bit of everything. And so it's usually we have about 10 to 12 live auction items.
And, of course, that is a lot of fun. Sometimes just being there for the bidding is an experience in itself. You watch that bidding war go on, or sometimes the auctioneer, whoever he or she may be, coaxing a few extra dollars out of the crowd.
Yes, well, Roger Skelly's been our auctioneer forever.
and Roger does a marvelous job. I enjoy watching him work.
Yes, and Mike will be our MC again. So it is a good group, and we have a lot of fun together.
Well, this is a neat idea, and when it comes to the auction, I mean, who wouldn't want to bid on some of those things?
Very good.
Yeah. Again, I do want to mention there is a deadline. You have to get your reservations or RSVP in for the event, right?
Yes, we would really like them in by August the 10th. Okay. You know, I'm always negotiable, but not too much. Well, because we do have to guarantee the numbers to the hotel, and we do need to, you know, get the seating arranged and everything. So there's a lot of, after the RSVPs are in, there's still a lot of work to be done to make the event go off smoothly. So now would be the good time to get those tickets. We do want to recognize our champion sponsors, and that would be ConocoPhillips, Phillips 66, DSR, and First Investment Corporation, because they have helped to underwrite the costs of the event.
And that is so important for any fundraiser, that your basic expenses are already underwritten before you sell the first ticket.
Yes, and that is helpful.
Yeah, it is. And so I don't think so many people who attend these events don't realize the value these sponsors give to whatever event we're talking about. But again, for you guys, you know, it's a fundraiser. Bottom line, for all the other good reasons you're doing it, it's a fundraiser and underwrites your program much for the rest of the year.
We have we are completely reliant on our two fundraisers, which is Bowl for Kids Sake, which is usually in that, well, it's always in January, February,
right?
And then the big event dinner and auction in August, and then individual contributions.
And it is so important. You can get your tickets in early, and I think just the imagery of this whole glamping experience, it should be a lot of fun. Any particular attire? Can you come in panties and shorts? Or
it's resort casual.
Okay.
So you can Google that and dress according to your theme or whatever.
That certainly, at least in my mind, sounds pretty wide open. I'm not sure you'd want to come in full formal, but I think anything else is probably open.
Everybody likes the casual.
Yeah, I think
particularly
you're right.
The men, that they don't have to wear a jacket or a tie.
And of course, when you get some honorary chairs that kind of help things out, lend their personal support to any event, that's important too.
Yes, and our honorary chairs are Kathy and Mark Archambault and Laura and Scott Sabine.
Okay, well, they'll be out there, I'm sure, saying you need to buy more tickets, and if your friends or acquaintances are with them, they'll be asking for your money.
Yes, there we go. We also want to talk about our big raffle.
Yes.
Which is...
You started this 3 or 4 years ago.
We did. We started it with the Hamilton raffle, and then we did a raffle last year with destinations. This year, the destinations are glamping destinations, but you can also choose, or if that's just not your thing, then you can choose a $2,000 travel voucher with Spears Travel and plan a trip of your of your own. Mm-hmm. So there's kind of something for everybody. We're only selling 100 tickets, and they're $100 a piece. So you have a 1 in 100 chance of winning, which is
pretty
high.
Yeah.
Yes. Plus which you're supporting the organization. So it's kind of a twofer there. The two sites, one is the retreat at Four Eagle Ranch in Vail, Colorado. And that's going to be wonderful. It's got lots of outdoor adventure activities that you'll have access to. The other one, which is my favorite, is the Little Raccoon Key in Georgia, which is a private island. And you have your own private glamping luxury tent, where this is not like any tent anybody who's listening has probably ever seen. Your memory foam bed, and it has an on-island private chef. So it's going to be, I think it's just going to be wonderful.
A far cry from the olive drab GP medium that the Air Force had me in a few times. So, yeah.
Yes, or that little pop-up tent that I used to with. Yeah, this is true luxury camping.
Sound like a great deal. You will have a lot of fun, and either way, whatever one you choose, it's a fantastic experience.
Right, and to get the raffle tickets are sold online. It's bigrafflebbbsok.org. And I think you're going to post those on your website,
I will.
Perhaps?
I'll get both of them up there as part of what we're talking about this morning. One, because people need to be able to make their reservations, and then also people need to buy those tickets.
Right, and if all of that went by and you're like, I didn't get half of those Bs, because there was a lot of them.
We'll get some more for you.
Yeah, just call our office, and we'll be happy to help you out.
918-213-4524 is the number. It's in front of me for tickets.
Correct.
And it is just a really, I mean, the name says it all, big event. You will have a lot of fun. I just wanted to wrap up the package a little bit. You've got all kinds of numbers that we're not going to be able to get into this morning, but the impact that these dollars that you're raising eventually have in the lives of the little is just absolutely huge.
Well, we know from research and from the that the surveys that we take and the stats that we track that in 2017, 98% of the children that were served by a big show maintained or increased their self-confidence. 90% of them maintained or increased their sense of future. 86% did better in academic performance. And we serve children in the Amache program. We serve children that whose parents have been or are incarcerated. Children with an incarcerated parent are 5 times more likely to end up in prison themselves. And we, by the one known proven effective intervention is one-to-one mentoring. So anytime that we can help redirect the path of a child and help them become their achieve their potential, that is what we do, and that's what one-to-one mentoring can do. And I think anybody who's listening knows, if they think about their life, there was somebody in their life, might have been a coach, might have been a teacher, a neighbor, a relative, a big brother, big sister, somebody who served as a mentor to them and helped that they can look to and say, you know, that person really influenced my life. And that's what Big Brothers Big Sisters is doing. We are influencing the lives of children and helping them to reach their potential.
If this sounds like something that you would like to at least find out more about, if not actually have a hand into, give Charlene a call and you'll spend as much time as it takes to make sure they understand what's going on.
Right, and we're also looking, right now we're recruiting for board members. We're also looking for people who want to be on a committee to help with Big Event next year or Bowl for Kids' Sake. So, and I am starting a new committee called Community Engagement that'll be about helping to develop partnerships and for match activities and help recruit volunteers. So if someone is interested in serving, but maybe they're not interested in serving on the board, but they prefer a committee, just give me a call and we can talk about what your interest is and how you might get involved.
And if you'd like to get tickets again for the big event or find out more about the raffle, yes, we will post those websites out there. Big event, Bartlesville.org. But more importantly, 918-213-4524 for tickets. And with the raffle website is...
Is on there as well.
Okay. We'll get that for you a little bit later on. Again, the date to RSVP for the event, is, by the way, the event is August 25th, but they would like your reservations in by the 10th. So 10 days from now, today is the 1st of August, and that's a Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. We've been talking with Charlene Dew, and you can get more in coming up in just a bit on 1400 K1.
Hi, I'm Joy Michaels, and this is Heartbeat. Truth. What is it? Is it adjustable? Can we change it to meet our needs? Most